Be the name of God. Glorious God.
Yeah. are the glorious God.
Look for somebody in the house. Ask for his past Sunday. And join your two hands together. Don't pray with any member of your family. Look for somebody in the house. Join your two hands together. Ask for ease or a Sunday.
We bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. Bow before your throne.
For that family, say, Father. No, everyone wants to hear your voice very loud. Say, Father, over this family of Olukoya, let every situation bow before the throne of heaven in the name of Jesus. This morning, let every circumstances bow, let every situation bow, let every circumstances bow before the Olukoyas. In the name of Jesus,
bow before your throne, worship at your feet, bow before your throne, you are the glory of God.
Bow
before
every situation must bow. Mighty name, we pray. You are still praying for that family. Say, Father, over the Olukoyas, there won't be any bloodshed in this family. No weeping in this family. No sorrow in this family.
You are the glory of
family. Say, Father, every spirit of death in the family of Olukoya, we cast you out in this family, in this church, in this home, in their businesses, in their going out, in their coming in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death, O power. The spirit of death, O power.
At your feet.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother, Lord, us. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Lord, we ask the situation will bow before us. Don't let the amen of your neighbor swallow your own amen. Every unpalatable situation, I command them to bow in the name of Jesus. Every unpleasant situation, on matters of your destiny. I command them to bow in the name of Jesus. The limbra anima kayeshota. Upon this altar, over your life, over your family, over your loved ones, no bloodshed in this period, in the name of Jesus. Any evil that will affect you will not affect your loved ones. Spirit of death, I cancel you in every family represented here, in the name of Jesus. When you say amen, you are saying, I concur. So shall it be. Don't let your amen be shallow. Lord, this morning, according to your word, in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Every heart that is bleeding, I command fullness of joy inside them in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Tell your neighbor, situation will bow. Don't think about it, they will bow on their own accord. Please be seated majestically as kings and queens in the house. And thank God for your life. And thank God for your destiny. Now I believe, God, that your destiny will have a colorful impact in the name of Jesus. I don't think that they made an announcement of this in Christ alone. Our Father and the Lord will be coming in November 12th and 13th. Father and the Lord, Pastor E. Adeboye, on the program called Abuja Special Holy Ghost Service. Thank you for clapping. And the theme of the program says, in Christ alone. You need to be there. This was what we were studying in Israel for almost 8 days with our Father and the Lord. And he was tearing it apart from us. So he's now going to use it to speak to us in Abuja Special Holy Ghost Service. Somebody say, in Christ alone. In Christ alone. Now this morning, by the special grace of God, we're continuing our series, A Supernatural Grace. And this morning, I'll be talking about exceeding grace. Somebody say, exceeding grace. Exceeding grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. There are grace and there are grace. I told you from the beginning of this month, there's what we call saving grace, sanctifying grace, overflowing grace. But this morning we want to look at this exceeding grace, which is one of the supernatural grace. Is that by the power, their power for you, and by their prayer for you rather, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Look at the mighty things the grace of God can do. That does the exceeding grace. He said, now unto you that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. From this morning, as the Lord liveth, that power will work in you. Don't let the hymen of your neighbor swallow your own neighbor. There is the working of the power of God that needs to be at work in your destiny. Exceeding grace is a limitless grace. Grace that has no limit. Wonderful grace. Superseding grace. Extraordinary grace. Or simply put, grace that exceeds ordinary dimension. If it has worked for the people of old, it will work for you, sir. You don't understand. You are coming to the understanding. If it has worked in the life of ordinary men, then it must work in your life. This exceeding grace, you can call it extraordinary grace. Another name for it. You can call it exceptional grace. I came across a word, eminent grace. When this grace is at work in your life, it works like wonders. In fact, I remember that this grace can be called exponential grace. Exponential. It multiplies what you have. And what you are not able to do, it begins to do it for you. Thank you, sir. It gives you a quantum job. A quantum leap. But listen to this. When this grace comes upon the life of a man, it makes the ordinary man to become a superman. It turns out ordinary man. It's called multifaceted dimension of grace. Exceptional grace, extraordinary grace, eminent grace, excellent grace, exponential grace. These are grace that are unusual, uncommon, surpassing, overflowing, extreme grace. And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7, that in the ages to come, it might show you the exceeding riches of his grace. Hello? In that grace, there are riches. The grace is full. It's rich. But it's overflowing also. Look at what he said. That in the age to come, he might show you. May God show you that grace. May that grace appear to you. May that grace envelop your destiny. May that grace be at work in your life. May that grace speak for you. He said that you may show the exceeding riches. Hello, sir. In palm oil or in oil, you have different kinds of things that can come from oil. Eh? What can come from oil? Petrol. Two. Grease. Gas. Kerosene. Eh? Which one is HGO? Diesel, okay? No, diesel can come. Now, in oil, there are riches. Hello, sir. In grace, there are riches of things that can be deposited into your life. I speak to you this morning that the exceeding grace that God said it will come and it will appear, may it appear into your family. Show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. We are going somewhere this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I speak to somebody this morning. That grace will not elude you. If your amen of your neighbor is higher than yours, then God will attend to him first. I said that grace, you will be a partaker of it. it will not pass you by. You will not be exempted from this grace.
Just hold it. Listen. In 1 Timothy, which we read our Bible passage, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Let's look at this. Let's analyze it. And the grace, thy exceeding grace of our Lord was exceeding what? Abundant. With what? And what? Which is in Christ Jesus. When he was talking to Ross, he said, there are exceeding riches. It's mixed with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And it's in abundance. Somebody say we are going somewhere today. We're going somewhere today. And when this grace comes upon the life of a man, what can he do? I'll show you example of people that this grace has been upon. And you will begin to operate in their manners. You will begin to operate in their dimensions. You will begin to walk in the knowledge of the grace and the riches of the grace and the abundance of the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So, our theme this morning is, when this exceeding grace comes upon you, what can it do? Number one, make you to achieve what you cannot naturally achieve. Make you to achieve what you cannot achieve naturally. This grace came upon one of the patriarchs of the old, called Noah. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. My prayer for you this morning, the same exceeding grace that walked in the life of Papa Noah will walk in your life. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. And the Bible says, but Noah found grace. Somebody say, I will find grace. May you find grace. May exceeding grace appear before you. And the Bible says, and Noah. Now, hello, sir. This man was living in the old dispensation, but yet grace appeared to him. He was living in the old covenant, but yet the covenant to come was at work in his life. Now, how much more you that you are living in the dispensation of that covenant? And the Bible says, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So grace has been existing before the foundation of the heart. May somebody say, God, let me find grace in your sight. Let me find what? And Noah found grace. Hello, sir. And God spoke to him and said, Noah, build me an ark. He never argued. Nobody has seen rain before. Nobody has seen what? Rain. What any other people have not seen, they will see it at work in your life. You don't understand. Nobody has seen rain before that time. Rain have not started falling. A single drop of rain has not existed. And God wants to use a man. And he decided to use Shola Olukoya. Who will God use? I is not in the Bible. My name is always in my Bible. And the Bible says, and when God was looking for a man, he looked for a man that grace has enveloped. Exceeding grace must work at his life. And Noah found grace. I pray for you. May you find grace. May your family find grace. May exceeding grace work in your family. May it work in your work. May it be at work in your home. May it be at work in your family.
Can I hear a beautiful and louder amen?
And the Bible says this man found grace. And God told him to build an ark. Number one, remember that Noah was in the first generation. Nobody has seen rain yet. He obeyed God. And he started building. He built something like Titanic of present age. Hello, sir. Who gave him the wisdom? Grace was at work. All that he did, he had, was dimension. And he started building. Hello, sir. He built and men were mocking him. But when the incident of flood came, he floated above all situation. And circumstances that makes order to perish, he floated above it. May I announce to you, this morning, as the Lord liveth, the grace that appeared to Papa Noah will appear to you. While others are perishing, you will be floating. While others are not succeeding, you will succeed. While others are failing, you will succeed. Where others are saying there is a casting down, you will be saying there is a lifting. How many of you are hearing lifting?
And the Bible says this exceeding grace appeared before Noah.
And what he could not achieve naturally, exceeding grace brought it to manifestation. There is a God inside of you that is about to do Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. There is a grace that will work in you that what you can think or ask, God will surpass it. This grace will manifest it. This grace will work it out. And the Bible says, whatsoever we can ask or think is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask by the power that worketh in us. Number two, when this exceeding grace comes, what will it do? Makes you an overseer over situation and circumstances. Makes you what? What's an overseer? A ruler. From today, situation will not rule you. That trouble will not trouble you. That circumstances will not be your master. And people are not saying amen. Can I hear your louder amen? This grace was at work in the life of a young man called Joseph. Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 4. Genesis 39, 1 to 4. Before I read the scripture, number three thing that this exceeding grace will do, it will take you far above your desired dreams. It will take you far above. This young man at age 17, God decorated, or his father decorated him, with coat of many colors. Am I right? Huh? They call it a coat of what? Many colors. May heaven decorate your life. Look at them. Look at them. You want God to decorate your level, your heart and your desire with coat of many colors. Can I hear your beautiful amen? And the father decorated him with coat of many colors. But his own problem started from his own household. You know, you've heard that the enemy of your life comes from your household. There is no doubt about it. Any evil that will come you, the enemy outside does not know you. It's the enemy inside that give them access. But every enemy inside your destiny that will make the enemy outside to have access, I blindfold them for you. That's why the Bible says the enemy of a man is from his what? So they decided to make sure that this coat of many color is not seen in the life of their younger brother. Every enemy in your household, from your maternal to your paternal, that will want to destroy your destiny, God will destroy them before you come.
Maybe you don't like that prayer, but I pray for you. I pray for you. Your household enemy will not rule over you. Your household enemy will not reign over your destiny. Can I hear your louder amen?
And the Bible says, they plotted against him. They succeeded. It looks as if they succeeded. But not knowing that God is working. Now, it doesn't matter what the enemy have done for you. I care less to know. I don't want to know. Your tomorrow will be glorious. Where they thought you will not amount to or you will not get to in life, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, between now and this end of the month, they will hear your good news. And the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord will be with you. In the morning, he will be with you. In the noon time, he will be with you. In your afternoon time, he will be with you. The Lord will be with you in your night time. In your right old age, the Lord will be with you. And the Bible says,
Kilo day now. I didn't read, I've not finished verse 1.
Okay, give me verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. The Lord cannot be with you, and you will be a pauper.
Somebody say impossible.
The Lord cannot be with you. Check your life. It's been scriptured. It's been written down. The Lord cannot be with you, and you will be a pauper. It's contrary to the law of the Lord.
That's true, sir. You concur.
Thank you, sir.
You cannot be paying your tithe and devourer will be feasting on you. It's not possible. I can't pay my tithe. I just paid the tithe today. That money is able to open an account in the bank. But I said, no, it's for the Lord. I can't pay my tithe and devourer will come feasting on me. It's impossible. When I pay my tithe, it's a setup for God to take me to where? To the next level. And the Bible says, and he was a prosperous man. How many prosperous mans are here? How many titles are here? Don't tell your neighbor, don't forget to pay your title. Pay 100% and above. A man called Caterpillar paid 90% of his tithe and keep 10%. Everybody use Caterpillar product today. Whether you are building a house, they will use a Caterpillar product for your house. He pays 90%. He said it's an insult for God to be taking 10 and I will be spending 90. So he reversed it. The man has died several years ago. What he left is booming. Don't let me go there. I'm not preaching about tithing. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3, and the Bible says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. From today, there will be a mark that men will know that the Lord is with you. There will be a mark of the Lord upon your life, upon your work, upon your business. And the master saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Can I see your hands? Show me your hands. All these hands that are lifted, I command prosperity. Everything you lay these hands upon, you will prosper. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. These hands will never fail again. These hands will never go down again. These hands will not wither again. Can I hear your Lord? Amen. And in verse 4, and the Bible says, Joseph did what? Who is the first person that found grace? Papa Noah. Look at Joseph. A old man and a young man. So there is no category at whatever level in your life that you can't find grace before God. Somebody say, may I find grace before you. And the Bible says, and Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he has put in his hand. Now, immediately I read that, the Lord said to me, I should tell you, that
by the exceeding grace that is coming upon your life, situation and circumstances that have been ruling over your destiny, they will bow before you. You will rule over them. That contract, you will rule. Every agent of the devil that has been troubling you, you are going to match them. And you will rule over them. You will rule over every circumstances. In the name of Jesus. And number three thing I said is that this exceeding grace will take you what? Far above what? Your desired dream. This man had a dream. And he told his father and his mother. And he said, I saw my sheep. And every other sheep were bowing down. I saw the sun and the moon and the stars. They bowed down for my own star. And he said, keep quiet. And that's why the brother hated him. It doesn't matter. Whosoever that has hated you, inasmuch the Lord is with you, the Lord will make you to prosper. Amen. And this exceeding grace took Joseph and make him to be far above his desired dream. He was in the prison when grace spoke for him. They abandoned him in the prison. Grace still speak for him. They neglected him in the prison. Grace was at work in his life. They make his life miserable, but grace is at work. He got to the prison. He became an overseer. He was in his master's house. He became an overseer. May I announce to you, wherever you find yourself, you will rule over situation. Wherever you find yourself, all that qualifies you is exceeding grace. You will rule above all situations. You will rule over circumstances. In that office, you will rule. You may be the least worker, but you will be relevant. You may not be the director, but you will be operating in the directorship. And the Bible says, after he became an overseer in his father's, in his master's house, they took him to the prison. He became an overseer. And immediately from the prison, he became the second in command. Exceeding grace takes a man far, what? Above his desired dream. Don't forget Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He's the one that can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think. Or what? Ask of him. Now, if you can think it, then God can do it. What are you thinking, sir? To become the president. This man is laughing. This one is a pastor. What are you thinking, sir? The head of state. Are you a military man? What are you thinking, man? President of Nigeria. Hallelujah. Now, whatsoever you can think or imagine, my God can do it. Somebody say, my God can do it. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit your God. Don't think God cannot do it. Hold him by his word. Hold him by this. If there is anything you are going on with, hold Ephesians 3:20. He's the one that can do exceedingly, abundantly. Through the exceeding grace of God, you will not be irrelevant in life in the name of Jesus. Number four. When this exceeding grace comes upon your life. Number what? I've said three now. What is number one? It makes it possible. Number two? And circumstances. Number three? Take you far above your desired dream. Number four, it makes you to outrun your contemporaries in life. Makes you to outrun. Others have gone ahead of you. But when this exceeding grace comes, it makes you to be in the front. You were behind before. Now, many of you that are hearing this message this morning, where you are, you don't like it. How many of you don't like where you are? You don't like where you are. Within the next 7 to 14 days, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, by the reason of this exceeding grace, everyone that have gone ahead of you, they will not be able to meet with you. You don't understand. As the Lord liveth, as many of you that believe, the Bible says, blessed are they that believe it, for there shall be what?
a performance. He said, believe in the Lord thy God, you shall prosper. Believe in his prophets, you shall be established. May I announce to you, as the Lord liveth, between the 7 and 14 days before the end of this month, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, every of your contemporaries that have gone ahead of you, you will meet with them. You will outrun them. You will surpass them. In the name of Jesus, your promotion they deny, you will go above them. Everyone that have denied you of your promotion, they will be your slave. Everyone that have denied you of one thing, they will come begging for you. Can I hear your louder hymn?
First Kings chapter 18, verse 40 to 45. Exceeding grace was in the life of Elisha, a prophet. Elijah, a prophet. And the Bible says, he just finished demonstration the power of God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophet of Baal, let none one of them escape. May I announce to you, as I'm speaking, every troubler of your destiny will not escape the fire of God. And they took them, and Elijah brought them to the brook of Skirios and slew them there. Everyone troubling your destiny in the spirit realm, I cut them off from your destiny. I cut them from your life. I cut them from your lineage. And Elijah said unto King, unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundant of rain. Many of you have been witnessing drought from January to now. I don't know how God was saying this. He was just telling me a few things. But he said, I should tell somebody here this morning that the end of drought has come. Welcome to your season of abundant of rain. Who is that for? Who is that for? Can I hear that name? I said, welcome to the season of your abundance of rain. There will be rain of blessing. There will be a rain of financial breakthrough. There will be a rain of increase. There will be a rain of fruitfulness. Who is the person the Lord is talking to? Let that person shout hallelujah. So Ahab went up to eat and drink because the troubler of Israel has been slain. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face in between his knees. That's a difficult thing. And said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. There may not be rain, there may not be dew. But within 7 days and 14, as the Lord liveth that he has spoken this morning, you will outrun your contemporaries. What does it mean that there will be no rain? There may not be a sign at all that your promotion is coming. It may not be the time of your promotion examination. It may not be a time of booming of your business. But as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I speak to somebody here, and where is that person? That there may not be rain nor dew, but as the Lord liveth, your time of manifestation is now. Your time of marriage is now. Your time of increase is now. Your time of breakthrough is now. Can I hear your loud amen? And he said, go again 7 times. 7 is the number of perfection. Verse 44. And the Bible says, and it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, now there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. Look at it, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare the chariots, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. The floodgate of heaven is opening to somebody. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter whether you are unemployed, or you don't have anything to show for it. Within the next 7 to 14 days, before the end of this month, you will be soaked with rain.
the floodgate of heaven will have been opened unto you. How is going to happen, I don't know. But there is one that knows it. It's the one that releases exceeding grace. Receive that grace. For your work, receive that grace. For your family, receive that grace. For your going out, receive that grace. For your coming in, receive that grace. Over the works of your hand, receive that grace. Somebody shout, exceeding grace! And the Bible says in verse 45, and it came to pass, it will come to pass in your life, that in the meanwhile, the heaven was black with clouds and winds, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Give me verse 46. There is one I want to you. Okay. This is it. Look at what exceeding grace can do for a man. And the hand of the Lord was upon Shola Olukoya. The hand of the Lord will be upon you. It will be upon the works of your hand. Somebody said the hand of the Lord. I put the hand of the Lord. That hand is turning to the hand of the Lord. Say the hand of the Lord was upon Shola Olukoya. Mention my name. Mention my name. Mention my name. Mention my name. And he guided up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, theologians told us and said, by the reason of the hand of the Lord, Elijah got to the destination before the man that is riding on chariots. Now, we don't have chariots. What's the best thing, means of movement? Kake, car. Car. Abba. In this jet age, to go to Lagos from here, it will take you 8 to 10 hours. It depends on your speed. But to get to Lagos from here, you can spend 1 hour. Abba. May I announce to you, others may be riding on the plane, but you will ride in the Spirit of the Lord. The exceeding grace of God came upon him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he got to his destination far before the king. Every king of hearts terrorizing your destiny, they will see you and they will bow before your God. Number five. Oh, my time is fast, man. I'm just taking my time this morning. Number 5, Holy Spirit, please help me. Okay, I won't talk so much again. Number 5, I'll just tell you. When this exceeding grace comes upon you, it suspends natural law for you. Law that operates on others will not have power over you. Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, whom was of the inhabitants of Gibeah, said unto Ahab, as the Lord of God of Israel liveth, before whom I, Elijah, stand, there shall be no, not be dew nor rain this year, according to the word of the Lord. According to what? To my word. Do you know that you can decree a thing and it will happen? By the reason of exceeding grace. The Bible says, according to the word of Elijah. Natural law says, every morning there will be what? There will be what? But you can suspend the dew as you desire. Every natural law, they will begin to obey you. I know you because you don't understand. The sun will obey you. Joshua said, no. If the sun go down, we won't defeat these people. Sun, stand still. The moon and the Ajalon, remain where you are. And there was a destruction in the circle of hearts. May I announce to you, when you carry exceeding grace, circumstances and element of the heart, they will obey your voice. How can I enter into exceeding grace? How can this grace work in my life? Number one, I will just start using Elijah. Number one, you must have a relationship, intimate relationship with the custodian of grace. You must have intimate relationship. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was in the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto the Lord, as the Lord God of Israel. This is the first time we are hearing this man. But he was saying, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, before the one I have a relationship, the one that I have intimate relationship, he said, before whom I stand. So he has a relationship with God. Paul the apostle said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Philippians verse 10, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering that is made conformable unto death. So you must have a relationship with God. And the Bible says, you, not just a relationship, a righteous relationship with God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it said, thou have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. He said, therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Don't let me talk again. Number two, what can make me to be a recipient of this exceeding grace? Number two, you have to humble yourself before the custodian of this grace. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. Now, the custodian of grace will not give a man that is proud that he resists. No. He giveth more what? So, when they said more, that's an adjective, am I right? English people, my wife is not here. That's an adjective. More. Grace. So, exceeding grace. So, he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud. But giveth what? Receive that grace. There is nothing you have been given to. There is nothing you have that he has not been given to you. Don't make others be thinking you are the creator of that thing. He giveth more. Receive that exceeding grace. Let it be at work in your life. Number three, you must have exceptional faith in God. Faith opens up the reality of God's existence and then connects to the working of His grace. We read it somewhere where we said, in the riches of His grace, there is faith and what? Love. You remember? Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. How will Papa Noah start pleasing God? How did he please God and start obeying God? It's because he had faith, a complete faith in God, exceptional faith in God. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is and is a rewarder of them that diligently. They must believe. Now, look at it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, how do you please God? You must what? Have faith in God. So, when you please God, what will He do? He will baptize your life with exceeding what? Grace. That's the way it works. It's, at times, I look at scripture as mass. If you don't please Him, no grace. If you are proud, no grace. But He giveth what? More grace. To who? To the humble. And if you don't please God, if you are still committing fornication, lying, digging your own grave, doing all kinds of things, will He give you grace, more grace? No. So, if you want to make sure that you want to be a custodian, you must be ready to please God through faith. For He is the one that coming to God must believe that He is. Papa Noah believed that what he has said, though he has not seen Him, but what he said, he just believed in Him and he started building the ark. And somehow, something happened and he was exempted from destruction. May I announce to you, as you please God, you will be exempted from destruction. Amen. Your amen is going down again. Amen. Number what now? Okay, I can't finish everything, but let me just say this last one, then we'll pray. Complete obedience to God. Complete obedience to God.
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. They've come to pick me. First Samuel chapter 15, 22. First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as obeying the voice of the Lord. Hello, sir. As obeying what? The voice of what? The Lord. And the Bible says, behold, to obey is what? Better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. May I announce to you, exceeding grace will not be at work if you want to sacrifice and not obey the Lord. Four conditions to be a custodian of exceeding grace in your life. Number one, have an intimate relationship with God. Number two, humble yourself before the custodian of grace. Number three, have faith in God. And number four, complete obedience is what qualifies you for exceeding grace of God in your life. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Ask God, Lord, wherever I've been disobedient, please have mercy upon me. Wherever I've missed it, please have mercy upon me. Exceeding grace. I want to be a custodian of that grace. I want that grace to work for me. I want that grace to be at work in my life. Wherever I've not been pleasing you, please have mercy upon me this morning. Great grace. God's grace. Let that grace work for me. Let that grace be at work in my life, in my family. When this grace is at work, it makes what is naturally not achievable to be achievable. When this grace is at work in your life, it makes you to outrun your contemporaries that have gone ahead of you. When this grace is at work, it makes you to be overseer over situation and circumstances. When this grace is at work, it takes you far beyond your desired dreams. Ask for this grace. Let this exceeding grace be at work in my life. God's grace, grace that is. Grace, God's grace. You want this God's grace in your life, but you have not been pleasing God. You want this grace in your life, but you have not been obedient to the voice of the Lord. You want this grace in your life, but you have not humbled yourself before God. You want this grace in your life, but you don't have a relationship with God. But you want to say, Pastor, I want this grace, and I want to have a relationship with God that will make me to humble myself, that will make me to be obedient to the Master, that will make me to have an intimate relationship with Him. Wherever you are, can I see your hands before we pray? I want to say, Pastor, please. Thank you, sir. Yes. If you are there, just lift up your hands. It doesn't matter. You may be the only one. All you needed is exceeding grace. Thank you, ma. You need that grace to be at work. But yet, you have not been pleasing God. There's no way the grace will be at work in your life. We are others. I don't have all time. I'm going for another ministration now. So I need to finish up. They've come to pick me. So come. Anywhere you are. Please come, sir. Come, ma. Come. Let me just pray with you. You want this exceeding grace in your life, but you don't have a relationship with God. You are not pleasing God. You don't have intimate relationship with the Master. Every other person may be a custodian, but that grace will elude you.
Because you've not humbled yourself before him. I'm giving you the last call this morning. Wherever you are, you want this exceeding grace to be at work in your destiny. But you have not pleased God for this while. You've not yielded to his voice. You've not hearkened to him. But you desire this great grace. This exceeding grace. Join my brother and my sister that is outside right now. It doesn't matter. You may be thinking you are saved, but you discover this morning you are not pleasing God. There's no way this grace can appear to you. Lord, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Shall we all rise up on our feet and pray one prayer? Then we'll move to the next thing. Lehe pakalin zombranema. All that you are praying this time, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let this exceeding grace appear before me now. Please go ahead and pray.